I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, and I want to talk to you from the pastor's heart today. A lot of times my preaching is evangelistic, sometimes it's prophetic, and sometimes it's teaching, but today I just want to speak out of the pastor's heart. My subject today, what will you do with another year? What will you do with another year? There's not a person in this room that does not want to change in some area of your life. Something that you want to become better at. Something that you're working on. Something that you want to fix. You want to be a better person, a better Christian, a better husband, a better wife, a better parent. And you find yourself crying out to God, oh God, fix me. Fix me where I am hurting. Fix me, oh God, where I am broken. Fix me, God, so I can be everything that you purpose for me to be in life. Which brings me to my text, and Jesus is talking.
Yes.
Luke 13 and 6. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then he said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cometh it the ground? Cut it down, or why allow it even take up the space on the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also till I dig about it and dung it. Let me dig around it. Let me fertilize it, Lord. And let's see if it'll produce some fruit. Amen. And if it bear fruit well, and if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. My subject, what will you do with another year? Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the word of God. Thank you so much for the praise and worship that we've had, have experienced today, and how you've already seated us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, I pray that you will speak through these lips of clay, that your word will split soul and spirit asunder, that people will find answers. Lord, that they will see you high and lifted up. And you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Draw us close, Lord. We purpose today to draw close to you. Thank you for your blessings. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As you look back over your past, you may feel the pains of failure and the pains of frustration. But that was last year. That was in your past.
Yes.
Some of you have a painful past. And some people, on the other hand, they have what's called a powerful past. But none of us need to be held in our yesterdays.
Amen.
2016 is history.
Yes.
It has been said that yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present.
Yeah.
So what will you do with another year? What will America do with another year? It seems that the eyes of the world are on President-elect Donald Trump. On January the 20th, America will have a new president. But our world is in chaos. Our world is in confusion at this time. Look at what's happening in the world of the political world. Look at what's happening. People saying a nation divided. But I believe God can bring us together. Hallelujah. Look at what's happening in Iran. Look at Russia. And look at the Middle East and what is going on in our world. Our world is in a chaotic condition of confusion. Donald Trump, he is a brilliant businessman, but he does not hold the keys to our future. He has some good Christian, Judeo-Christian values, and he's a good man. He's a family man, and he has family values, and I thank God for that. We certainly need to reestablish some godly values throughout with the help of our Supreme Court by putting people there that will put righteous people back in position. People with good values, family values. We need strong families. Amen. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. But the government of the United States of America does not have the keys of the kingdom. The church has those keys. And Jesus said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The church has the keys. But what will the church do with another year? Will the church leadership seek God for revival? We had an opportunity back when those twin towers fell, but we didn't seek God. No, we just kept going the same way we had always gone. That's why every year I start the year with 21 days of prayer and fasting. That's why we call this church to prayer. God said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Will church leadership call for seasons of prayer and fasting and seek God for change in this nation? What will the government do? What will the church do? But more importantly, what will you and I do? We've got another year, hallelujah. What are you going to do with another year? The Apostle Paul, he was a great preacher of righteousness. But no matter what he accomplished, no matter how greatly he was used of God, his greatest ambition was to know the Lord better. That's why we give out these complimentary Bible reading guides. If you're visiting, please take one of them. Hallelujah. Read your Bible, pray every day. Let the Word of God wash you. It's the washing of the water of the Word that sanctifies us, that cleanses us, that leads us in paths of righteousness. We all have flesh. None of us are wearing halos. I have to fight the flesh. You have to fight the flesh. We all have to fight the good fight of faith, suit up and put on the whole armor of God, and stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah, because He's in the place today. Amen. Paul said in Philippians 3 and 13, brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended. In other words, I haven't laid hold of everything yet. He was talking about the resurrection, but he had some other things in life that he wanted to accomplish. He said, I haven't laid hold to everything yet, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those which are before, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus my Lord. Hallelujah. What did you experience last year that has changed your thinking? Certainly there was something that you experienced that changed your thinking. Are you facing this year with a new attitude, a new perspective, and a new focus on life? If not, why not? Hallelujah. Your enemies will continually bring up your past. But are you ready to put all of your past behind you? That's the thing. You cannot live in the present moment being held captive to your past. If I had allowed my past to hold me captive, I would have died and I'd be in the grave now, because God told me, if you don't turn your heart to Jesus, you will destroy yourself. Combat veterans, many of them have never made it back. I was across talking to one last night, trying to get him back in the house of God. He's been through the door, hallelujah, and he'll come again, because we're going to pray and we're going to fast and I'm going to call his name out in prayer, and God answers prayer. Hasn't God answered your prayer? Amen. That brother Elam Johnson, go on, praise God. Brother Elam, he called me the other day. His heart was out of rhythm. He said, I'm on my way to the doctor, he said, and they're going to have to shock my heart or do something to it. And he got down there and they said, well, we're going to have to, tomorrow we'll give you some medication. We prayed, and guess what? That night at 10 o'clock, his heart went back in proper rhythm. His heart still beating proper rhythm. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. We've had those miracle moments this year, and we've testified about those things. But some of you, 2016, it was not a good year. And many of you, you spent your year just fighting your way out. But you need to put all that behind you, and you need to decide what you're going to do with the new year. What are you going to do with what God has given you? It's not that God hasn't blessed you, but while God was blessing you, the enemy, he was attacking you, and he was trying to destroy you. And little by little, some of you have realized that it's a miracle that you're still here. It's a miracle that some of you are sitting in church today with your right mind, with good health. Hallelujah. You got clothing. You got food. You got shelter. God is a great God. God is a good God. And God cries out for us. Come unto me if you're heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, some of you are still here, and that tells me that God has a plan and God has a purpose for your life. Some of you, your dreams have not been fulfilled yet, and that's why God still has you here. Hallelujah. He's the dream maker. If you have a dream, God put that dream in your heart. You didn't manufacture that. God is the greatest dream giver of all. And if you still got a dream, I encourage you today, give it all to Jesus and go for it. Hallelujah. Go after him. Become a God chaser. Chase him with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even entering into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love him? Then stand and give Jesus a standing ovation. Come on, let's give the devil a migraine headache. Let us tell him we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Go on and praise him. I tell you, you can praise your way out. Hallelujah. You can shout your way out. You can dance your way out. Just put your hand in that nail-scarred hand, and Jesus Christ will lead you out. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you have survived car wrecks. Some of you survived heart disease. Some of you have survived cancer and brokenness. Some of you have been delivered from tremendous bondages. And it's just God's grace that you are still here on planet Earth. And you need to thank God that you're still here. But what are you going to do differently this year to prepare yourself for your future? And I need to remind you of this. You need to put first things first in your life, because there's a real devil, and he's trying to destroy you. He's trying to destroy me. That doesn't bother me. I'm a fighter, praise God. I served in the United States Marine Corps, and when I got saved, I just loved everybody. But one day I got over to Ephesians chapter 6 and said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. I said, God, it sounds like somebody's fighting to me. And God carried me back to Vietnam, and he showed me how we won those battles. And he showed me how to use my military experience and how to come forth more than a conqueror by allowing Jesus to be the captain and the head of my home and my heart and everything I put my hand into. Make Jesus the head, and Jesus will lead you out. That's a real devil. Amen. And you need to realize that. You need to suit up, put on the whole armor, and you need to serve God with all your heart. Think about it. When you first got saved, you were just fighting for you. You were just fighting to stay saved. You were just fighting to get the victory over the flesh. But as you have walked with the Lord a few years, guess what? The battle, it has intensified. David went from a lion to a bear to Goliath. But later we find him in the valley of Rephaim, which is the valley of giants. It's not just one Goliath now that he's fighting, but it's a whole valley filled with giants. And that's how the devil comes. He comes bringing gigantic problems, trying to take you out. But if you'll stay suited up, hallelujah, stay prayed up, stay fasted up, glory to God, you can come forth, and someday, guess what? You'll go up. Hallelujah. And the reason the battle seems to intensify is because now you're not just fighting for yourself. I've lived this thing out, my friends. There are some things we have to conquer. And when you conquer those things, future generations, they won't have to deal with them. That's why you have to fight and overcome certain things. And because you overcome it, it breaks the power of that spirit off of future generations in your family.
Yeah.
Poverty is a spirit. And you need to fight your way out. And you need to defeat it. Lust is a spirit. And you need to fight it. And you need to defeat it.
Amen.
Alcoholism and drug addiction and compulsive desires, they are spirits. And you need to defeat them. There are mindsets in some families, and you need to overcome them. You don't have to be what everybody else in your family has been. You can be different. You can be changed. You can be what God has purposed for your life. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
You were fighting just to break the spirits off of your life, but now you're fighting for future generations.
That's right.
How would you ever know you're an overcomer if God didn't give you something to overcome?
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We want to be overcomers, but if you're going to be an overcomer, guess what? That's going to be a gigantic problem in your life. I've had plenty of them. Hallelujah. But I've overcome them.
Yes.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the word of my testimony. I told the devil, I said, you come against me, I come against you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Just like David. This day shall he give you into my hands. I'm suited up. I'm covered by the blood. I'm a Bible talking, devil stomping, tongue talking Christian, full of the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. Full. So full. All I have to do is tune over there. Hallelujah. I'm already there. I sit in meetings and I hear him. Some people say, you can't do that. Well, I don't know whether you can or whether you can't, but I know I can because I sought him. Hallelujah. One night I left this world. Amen. It was about 3 a.m. in the morning. 7 o'clock in the evening, I woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning singing in tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with fire.
Amen.
You seek God, I promise you something. You will find God.
Amen.
He is no respecter of person.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
When God brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, God promised them some great victories. But they had to fight to win those victories. God promised them that when they went into the land of Canaan, that every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread, God said it shall be yours. Hallelujah. Look at Deuteronomy 11:26. God said, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. God said, don't you go after other things. God said, I want you to come after me. God said, I don't want you to give your heart to this world. He said, set your affection on things above and not upon the things of the earth. And when Christ, which is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with him in glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody asked me, said, do you think you live good enough to go in the rapture? I said, I'm not counting on my goodness. I'm counting on the work of the cross. I'm counting on God's grace to keep me. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. And if God has ever reached out and touched you with that nail-scarred hand, he says, come on out of darkness into my marvelous light. I've got some great things I want to share with you. I've got some great things I want to reveal to you. I've got some great things I want to do through you. Hallelujah. God will use you. God chooses to use people.
Amen.
Look at verse 28, Deuteronomy 11:28. And if a curse, if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside. See, I want you to notice that this was a generational blessing and a generational curse. You've heard me preach it many times. God is a generational God. I told the devil, I said, you're not having my children. I had the privilege to baptize and taking four of them into the church, grandchildren and part of my family. Tell the devil, you're not having my family. You're not having my life. I've given my life to Jesus. I've made a total surrender. And once you reach that place, guess what? God will use you. God told Israel to be strong, to go in and possess the land, that it was a land that was flowing with milk and honey. God says, I've got some good things that I've planned for you. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy 11 and 11. But the land whither thou go to possess, it is a land of hills and valleys, drinketh water of the rains of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. Look at this. For the eyes of thy God are always upon it. I love this. From the beginning of the year, even until the end of the year. In this life, we're going to experience hills and valleys. And those things, they are sent to try our faith. Just suit up. One man said that you need to get up every morning and you need to put on the whole armor of God. I said, I got one better than that, brother. I was in Vietnam my third day there, and one night they had to wake me. 82 millimeter mortars, they were whistling through there and they were bursting all around me. And if they hadn't woke me up, I might have slept through it. I don't know. But when I got up, I had to put my clothes on. I had to put my boots on. I had a flak jacket over there. That's to protect you up apart. I threw that around. I picked my helmet, put it on my head, took my M16, lock and loaded that thing, went running out to the bunker. When I got there, I was exhausted. I wasn't ready. I wasn't suited up. But I learned a lesson. I never took my armor off after that. I slept with my boots on. My ear was tuned. When those mortars come, boom, boom, I knew that was incoming. When I heard those guns go, boom, 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 I said, that's outgoing. My ear was tuned. I was battle ready. I took my little housewife, that's what they call a sewing kit in the Marine Corps, and I stitched bandoliers of ammo around that flak jacket. When those rounds would come in, I'd reach down, pop my helmet on my head, throw that flak jacket around me, pop a magazine of ammo out, lock and load that weapon, and I was ready. I was never unprepared. That's right. After that. What am I saying? I'm saying, put on the whole armor of God and don't ever take it off. Amen. Keep it on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is the God of the mountains. But he's also the God of the valleys. And the devil wants you to think that God is only good when you're on the mountain. But God is also good when you're in the valleys. And the trying of your faith is precious to God. And after you've done the will of the Father, he said, you shall receive the promise. And so the question is this. Do you have enough faith to believe God through a no? Do you have enough faith to believe God when the job market says no? Do you have enough faith to believe God when the banker says no? Do you have enough faith to believe God when the doctor's report says no? If you do, then you are a candidate for a miracle, because the trying of your faith is precious to God. And the eyes of the Lord, they're always upon us from the beginning of the year. I love that. Even to the end of the year. That's God's new year promise to his people. And God has given us a new year. So what are we going to do with it? We have a promise that God will be with us 24/7. 365 days a year and 366 days on leap year. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Whatever hill we must climb, or whatever valley we must go through, the Lord will be there. I want you to look at these great promises. When I was first saved, Isaiah 41 and 10, that's a promise that God gave to me personally. I was going through a great, great difficulty. Amen. But God said, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed from thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look at Isaiah 43 and 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. One of the compound redemptive names of Jesus Christ is Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah means God is there. Hallelujah. And God is with us, and God will lead us, and God will guide us, and God will guard us, and God will protect us. Hallelujah. And we can face the future with total confidence that God is with us and God is for us. Hallelujah. Bible says I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Say all. You can do it, but you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in you because God believes in you. Look at John 15, 16. Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. What a promise. Jesus said, we are to be fruitful. We are to bear fruit and our fruit should remain. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I have chosen you. And because God has chosen you, let me tell you, there is something great inside of you. And it's a trick of the devil to try to make you think that you can never do anything great in God's kingdom. It's the trick of the devil to try to make you think that you can never become a success in life. It's a trick of the devil to tell you that you can't have that business, that you can't own that home, that you can't drive those fine automobiles, that you can't have a family, that you cannot be used of God. He's a liar and the father of liars. Get lost in this book and find out what God has purposed for your life. Go on and pray. God is a good God. Hallelujah. When God chooses you, he chooses to help you to achieve his plan and his purpose. Are you living according to his plan? Are you living according to God's purpose for your life? What is the Lord going to find on your tree when he comes looking for fruit? Is he going to find the fruit of righteousness? Is he going to find the fruit of faithfulness in your life? See, the devil is telling some of you that you can never achieve your dreams because you're too weak. You're just too weak in this area. You know that you can't achieve. You know that you're going to fail in this area. That's the devil talking. But God never looks at your weakness. God said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. God is never drawn to fool. God is always drawn to empty. God is always drawn to need. God is always drawn to those who will willingly give themselves to him, even though they know that in the natural they don't have the ability to do what God has called them to do. I've had a plan for years to go back to the nations. Hallelujah. And I just got back from Zambia. God will put a dream in your heart, and God will cause it to come to pass. Hallelujah. But you've got to be willing to do your part. Fear tried to grip my heart. There are some people you can never accomplish what God has purposed for your life because you let fear hold you back. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. And there's a whole lot more inside of you than you have ever realized. There's omnipotence inside of you. There's power inside of you. There's glory inside of you. There's anointing inside of you. Turn it loose, praise God, and let the world see Jesus live that through your life. Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What dream has God given you? What is it that you want in life?
Yes.
You can accomplish great things.
Yes.
God used David in his youth. Listen to me, young people. God used Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in their youth. Yes. Mary was chosen to be the mother of Jesus when she was a teenager. Amen. What is God saying to you, young people? One of Paul's greatest companions in his ministry was a young man named Timothy. And the wonderful thing is this, God is still calling young people. And it's young people, if they will constantly yield their lives to God's Spirit, God will lead them to make the right decisions in life. Young people should never yield themselves to the enticements of sin. But they should yield themselves to God. And one of the greatest things young people can do is to know and to follow the will of God. And when you pray and when you study God's word, He will reveal His will to you and God will direct your paths. Amen. And the safest place that a person can ever be is in the perfect will of God. See, when you're in His perfect will, all you have to do is stand.
That's right.
Having done all to stand, stand and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen. Lord. Praise God.
Young people, yield yourself to God. David was used of God, and the Bible said he served his generation by the will of God.
Amen.
God will use anyone who will obey Him. God reaches out to every generation, and God is still using young people in the 21st century. And the best way to be used of God is to flee youthful lust, follow after righteousness, and fight the good fight of faith. It's that order. Flee, follow, and fight. Hallelujah. You got to be ready to fight and willing to fight, because you're not just fighting for yourself. You're fighting for others, and you're fighting for eternal souls that will spend eternity somewhere. Young people, your generation has been tremendously blessed and highly favored of God. And you should never allow His blessings to become a curse by following after the flesh and walking in disobedience. If you obey God, God said, I will bless you. If you disobey God, God says, you're cursed. With a curse. I read it to you earlier. Go read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. God will always use a clean, pure, yielded, holy vessel.
Yes.
That's why we should constantly cry out to God, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. One of my constant prayers is, search me, O God, and try me. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And I have to fight my flesh. You do, preacher, you better believe it. I have some crazy thoughts sometimes. I do. I felt like telling one guy, you don't believe in God, but you better believe in God because you just got a miracle. I turned and walked away. You know, I'm supposed to be a sanctified preacher. But I say it like this, flesh is flesh. I don't care whose bones you put it on. Nobody's wearing a halo. We're in the fight. Hallelujah. And you got to love a good fight. Amen. I read the end of the book and we win. And I like that. I don't want to lose. Amen. I want to come forth as He wants me to come forth. God is a good God. And He has promised to be with us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
Yes, He has.
What are you going to do with your new year? And lastly, what are you going to do with your faith?
That's right.
Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The first principle of faith is you must believe in an invisible, unseen God. And you must believe he's a good God. And you must believe that if you will diligently seek him and go after him with all your heart, that God will openly reward you. That means that others are going to see God's blessings upon your life. Faith in God and his word has no limitations. Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Faith has no limitations. Let me give you five attributes of faith. Faith always sees the invisible. The Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. By faith, we are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And when it comes to going to heaven, I can see the bright lights of that city right now by faith. Hallelujah. Not only does faith see the invisible, but faith hears the inaudible. Jesus said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. See, if you need directions, pray and seek God, and God will give you the directions that you need for the coming year. See, we're starting 21 days of prayer and fasting on January the 4th. And we do that at the first of the year, every year, to set the course for the rest of the year. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the stuff that you will ever need, it will be added unto you. Faith sees the invisible. Faith hears the inaudible. Thirdly, faith touches the intangible. Just one touch from the master's hand makes all the difference. Hallelujah. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened and now I know. Woo! He touched me and made me whole. Glory to God. Just one touch. Woo! One touch. Oh, I've had plenty of touches. Glory to God, goodness and mercy. They follow me everywhere. God said, they're on my trail. Glory, glory, glory. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joys that floods my soul. Something happened. And now I know. He touched me, and he made me whole. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God is here, and you can experience a miracle moment right now. Hallelujah. You can touch him. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Hallelujah. The centurion said, Lord, just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus said, go your way, as thou hast believed, so be it unto you. And he touched the intangible, and his servant was healed. Hallelujah. Faith touches the intangible. Fourthly, faith believes the impossible. Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And Jesus said, if you can believe, nothing, nothing, nothing shall be impossible to you. Hallelujah. You can't even hang your hat on nothing. But God took the world and hung it out there on nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing from nothing except God's word. That ought to baffle the scientific world's mind right there. Hallelujah. You can do anything if you'll only believe. God will disrupt the natural laws if he has to come to your aid. Son, stand still. And the sun stood still. God caused an axe head to swim. It didn't just float, it swam. Hallelujah. He shut the mouth of lions. He rained down manna from heaven. He opened the Red Sea and he rolled back the mighty Jordan. God can do anything, anytime he chooses. And he will If we will only believe. Hallelujah. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I've had my failures. I have my shortcomings. I'm not all that I want to be. But he's still working on me. And I'm forgetting the things that are behind me. And I'm in the press. I'm like that woman with the issue of blood. I'm in the press. And if I can just touch him, I shall be made whole. God has given us a great opportunity. We have a new year. What will you do with another year? The psalmist said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. But it's up to you and it's up to me to settle his word on earth. And that tells me that if we will walk in the footsteps of Jesus and speak in the power of God's Spirit, that God's work on earth, it will be done. Can you honestly say to the Lord at the beginning of this new year, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. God, I come to you today and I make a total surrender. For I realize I've been bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus. I want us all to come to the altar. We have 15 minutes to pray, to worship him. It's 11:45. And I'm going to search my heart. And I'm going to seek God. Not only today, but during this time of fasting. God, what have you purposed for me? What do you want me to do, Lord? What is your will? What is your plan? Lord, I surrender all. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Come in real close so everybody can get in. We got plenty of room in these altars. Come in close. But just keep coming.
My life is in your mind, not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you.
I love you, Jesus.
My life is not my own. To you I belong.
I belong to you, Lord.
I give myself, I give myself to you.
I give myself.
I give myself away.
What shall I render unto the Lord? For all
I give myself
his benefits
away
toward me.
So you can use me.
What can I do for him who's
give
done so much for me?
I give myself away so you,
Holy Spirit,
can use me.
Search me. Search me, Lord. Shine the searchlight of your Spirit on our hearts, Lord.
Can use me. Give myself away.
Father, I pray for those that have dreams.
I give myself away.
They've become fragmented.
So you,
Lord, I pray,
can use me,
that you will restore.
Take my heart. Take my heart.
Said I'll restore the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust
be sacrificed. Lord,
my the worms dreams have eaten up areas of your life. He said, I'll restore it. I believe that, God. I believe, Lord, that as we put the past in the past, as we reach out to you, we're stepping into our today, and we're stepping into our tomorrow. And the path of the righteousness grows brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. Oh God, I pray that the path, that the journey will become brighter and brighter and brighter. Oh Lord, that we will hear your voice saying, this way, my child. This is the way. Walk therein.
As a living sacrifice.